International Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Happy to meet you too this morning. Good morning, patients.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The Betwa Regional Hospital Center will be commissioned today by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, at the behest of the President of the Republic. Out of Cameroon, as votes for the European Union Parliament were still being counted, Mr. Macron dominated the headlines as he announced his decision to dissolve France's National Parliament as a result of his drooping in the EU poll by French hard-right nationalists. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. We begin with this press release. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, will on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the inauguration ceremony of the Betwa Regional Hospital Center, scheduled to take place in Betwa today, Monday, the 10th of June, 2024, from 10 a.m. This is signed the Director of Cabinet at the Prime Minister's Office, Balungeli Confiance Ibune. In the meantime, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, arrived yesterday in Betwa, East Region, ahead of today's event. Joseph Diongute was received upon arrival by the Governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vongo, his close collaborators, and a cross-section of the population of the region. Star Building correspondent Christian Jatam has more updates from Betwa.
Joseph Diongute was received upon arrival by the governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vongo. The official welcome ceremony, which took place in the Bounis neighborhood, featured the singing of the national anthem, followed by the inspection of the guard of honor. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diongute, President Paul Biya's representative, then shook hands with the constituted core of the East Region. All along the road to the East Region, the PM's convoy was greeted by excited groups of CPDM supporters. So overwhelming was the excitement that the head of government communed with the population for a few minutes in Dume. Joseph Diongute will represent President Paul Biya at the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed Betwa Regional Hospital Center on Monday. The ultra-modern and highly equipped hospital was constructed as part of government's drive to take quality health care closer to the population and at affordable costs. The Betwa Regional Hospital Center will be the fourth to be inaugurated after those in Ebulova, Bafusam and Garwa. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, Betwa.
Candidates who registered for the 2024 session of the probatoire examinations organized by l'Office du Baccalauréat will this Monday begin sitting the written phase of the examination in approved accommodation centers across the national territory. The kickoff of the examination will be closely supervised by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Naluba Lyunga. In Yaoundé, officials of l'Office du Baccalauréat will embark on inspection visits to some examination centers. A meeting to harmonize training benchmarks for the Interstate Center for Higher Education in Public Health in Central Africa takes place today in Yaoundé under the aegis of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famundongo. The Archbishop of the Yaoundé Diocese, His Grace Jean Barga, has acknowledged with gratitude the contribution of President of the Republic Paul Biya and the Sovereign Order of Malta to the growth of the Church and the welfare of Christians. He was speaking at the Our Lady of Victory's Cathedral in Yaoundé at the start of a pontifical mass celebrated by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Jose Avelino Betancourt, and in the presence of the personal representative of the head of state, Paul Atanganji, Minister of Territorial Administration, and the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta, Fra Emmanuel Rousseau. Amin King Edward reports.
The special pontifical high mass at the Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Yaoundé coincided with the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in a brief welcome address, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, used the occasion to acknowledge the proximity existing between the Church and the President of the Republic Paul Biya, as well as the Sovereign Order of Malta, expressing gratitude for their immense contribution towards the growth of the Church and the welfare of the Christians. This was followed by a solemn procession of priests and the chief celebrant, the apostolic nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, José Avenino Betancourt, who in his homily referenced the Sacred Heart of Jesus as an expression of God's love and kindness to the Christians. In the presence of the personal representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Atanganji, Minister of Territorial Administration, flanked by his close aide, amongst them Governor Nasiru Paul Biam of the Central Region, the chief celebrant told the Christians that by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they are one and a united family, adding that life is good when they are happy, but it is better when they serve others. With religious forms of glorification and supplication, the Christians channel their prayers to God and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for them and to take them closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The commander of the Sovereign Order of Martyrs also addressed words of good tidings, fraternity and appreciation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, before a family photograph to consolidate God's love and kindness amongst the Christians.
Amin Ken Edward reporting there. Now in news out of Cameroon, far-right parties in France, Germany and the Netherlands, Austria and elsewhere performed strongly in a vote that will see the balance of power shift rightwards in the 720-seat parliament that helps shape and approve legislation across the bloc. The European Parliament is the only directly elected body of the EU representing states with as primary function negotiating EU laws with the member state governments, which are represented by the European Council. In the meantime, gains by the far right in voting for the European Parliament yesterday prompted a bruised French President Emmanuel Macron to call a bombshell trap election after being defeated by the far right in the European elections in a night of drama that overall saw the centre-right tighten their grip on the EU Parliament. In a televised address, Mr. Macron said he is dissolving the National Assembly. He has called for a parliamentary election with the first round on the 30th of June 2024. While the centre-liberal and socialist parties were set to retain a majority in the 720-seat parliament, the vote dealt a domestic blow to the leaders of both France and Germany, raising questions about how the EU's major powers can drive policy in the bloc. In sport, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have safely arrived in Luanda, Angola, where they will tomorrow face the Palancas Negras in their day four encounter counting for the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Cameroon will this Monday take part in a training session to be followed later by a pre-match press conference. Mark Breeze and his boys now top Group D with 7 points. Still in sports, Cameroonian cyclist Clovis Kamsoma Bosolo from the SNS Velo Club is the winner of this year's edition of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He conserved the prestigious yellow jersey, which honors the best cyclists on the general classification table, after the last lap from Golemekong in the south region to Yaoundé in the center region, 2 minutes 45 seconds ahead of the Algerian Ben Youssef Abdallah. Meanwhile, Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka is the winner of the ninth lap in 2 hours 26 minutes 30 seconds. The closing ceremony took place at the May the 20th Boulevard, presided over by the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Nasis Mwene Kombi. Irene Ranti Ayonge reports.
The national anthem of Cameroon is what drew the curtains for this year's edition of the cycling tour, with Clovis Kamsoma Bosolo from SNH Velo Club crowned overall best of the competition, winner of the prestigious yellow jersey, making a comeback after his win in 2015 and 2021. He also took home the prize of the best Cameroonian on the general classification table. It is a great joy for me because after the hard work winning 2 laps, I thank
my teammate, the Director General of SNH, for all the support. This last lap of the tour from Gwalemakong in the south region to Yaoundé on a 107.7 kilometers was so competitive, with the 39 cyclists left on the tour determined to grab a win. Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka won the lap in 2 hours 26 minutes 30 seconds. I am very happy, especially for my family, my country, Côte d'Ivoire, and to the beautiful organization. Presiding at the closing ceremony was Minister Narcisse Moelle-Ikombe of Sports and Physical Education, who described Cameroon's victory as a sign of excellence, prestige, and vitality. The tour that started in Maroua in the far north region, crisscrossing 6 other regions in 9 laps, witnessed heavy turnouts of the Cameroonian public at every passage of the caravan.
And that ends this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Kingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience.